is the IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. New Hampshire primary winner John Kerry took firm control of the Democratic presidential race as it moved out of his backyard and went nationwide, his rivals bidding to stay competitive in the seven-state contest ahead. Kerry's win Tuesday added a bigger margin of victory to his Iowa upset a week earlier, giving him all the promise and peril of wearing the mantle of frontrunner. Howard Dean, once the heavy national favorite, finished second, and Wesley Clark, once considered the best bet to challenge him, lagged in a struggle for a distant third. A storm carrying the threat of heavy snow for the Northeast coated a wide swath of the East Coast in ice Tuesday, stopping trains, closing schools and courts, and knocking out electricity to 250,000 people. At least 50 deaths have been blamed on snow, ice, and cold from Kansas to the Carolinas since the weekend. While one low-pressure system pushed a wave of icy weather that stretched from Georgia into Maryland, another propelled snow across the Midwest and Great Lakes. Up to 27 inches of snow was possible in northern Michigan by Wednesday morning. A suicide bomber driving a van disguised as an ambulance blew up his vehicle Wednesday in front of a hotel frequented by Westerners, witnesses and police said. Iraqi police reported 4 people were killed, but the U.S. command said only the driver died. The blast at the Shaheen Hotel in Baghdad also injured 17 people, according to hospital officials. U.S. officials said the injured included one South African. Hotel employees said initially he had been killed. The bombing occurred about 6:40 a.m. after security guards opened fire on the vehicle, a white van with red crescent markings, as it maneuvered around concrete barriers in the street, witnesses said. Senators want to speak with the former top U.S. weapons inspector who said he couldn't find evidence that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, a primary justification by George W. Bush for the war in Iraq. David Kay was chosen last year as the Iraq Survey Group leader in part because he was convinced weapons could be found. Now Kay, who was scheduled to testify before a Senate committee Wednesday, says he believes large stocks of weapons are unlikely to be found and blamed faulty intelligence for the misguided assessments. More after this.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today won't be around for our children and grandchildren. The Earth's resources are limited. Voluntary family planning improves health while helping slow population growth. And that's good for our planet. Help build a healthy future for us all. Visit www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
A man who rescued a stray cat from the cold got the favor returned on Sunday when the cat woke him as his house filled with smoke. Roland Ryu, who lives alone in northern New Hampshire, fell asleep watching television but was jolted awake when the cat jumped up and landed on his chest with all fours. Both man and cat were safely evacuated. This is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news.
I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Halliburton keeps sinking deeper and deeper into the goo of crass political cronyism. Vice President Dick Cheney formerly was CEO of this big Pentagon contractor and continues to receive a generous Halliburton check every year. This curious connection is what raised eyebrows when Halliburton was awarded a multi-billion dollar contract last year to do chores for the Pentagon in occupied Iraq, a contract it received without the fuss of having any competing bids. Nothing amiss, cried Cheney apologists, for this is simply how the procurement process normally works. No political favoritism was involved, so go away, you bothersome critics. But then it turns out that Halliburton was overcharging us taxpayers on one of its major Iraqi chores, bringing gasoline into the war-ravaged country. It socked us with a $2.65 a gallon charge on 60 million gallons of gasoline, nearly $1.60 more than experts say would be reasonable. Nothing amiss, cried Cheney defenders again, for this is simply the realistic price of supplying gasoline in a country that's still a war zone. There's no political favoritism here, so scat, you malicious muckrakers. But the Pentagon's own Energy Support Center pointed out that it also was delivering some gasoline to Iraq for only about a dollar a gallon. The Pentagon's audit agency then asked Halliburton officials for internal documents to justify its pricing. Then, out of the blue, the Army Corps of Engineers, which negotiated and oversees Halliburton's sweetheart contract, suddenly intervened to sabotage the auditor's investigation. The Corps unilaterally issued a waiver of Halliburton's requirement to provide any cost and pricing data. The Corps says it issued the waiver at the request of Halliburton. How convenient. This is Jim Hightower saying, how many times do we have to see such crass cronyism in action before we call it what it is? It's corruption. Even Pollyanna wasn't blind.
Hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah,
I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want to see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephens, good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Calling for a rapid and radical return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy on which this country was founded, here's Tom Hartman.
It was almost a year ago that I predicted it. By the way, greetings. Greetings, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way, patriots from coast to coast. This is Tom Hartman, broadcasting live coast to coast, border to border. A year ago, I told you that here in Information Central, that Dick Cheney was becoming a liability to the president. It is becoming so obvious that he's drawing an ongoing salary from Halliburton. The French are looking to indict him. He's the subject of several criminal inquiries within our own government. I mean, you know, they make the news when they're first announced. There have been several of them that have been initiated over the last year and a half. And then, mysteriously, the next day, some big event happens, and they fall off the pages. But they're still ongoing. And he's clearly one of the major architects of the war in Iraq. And I predicted a year ago, or nearly a year ago on this program, that George Bush would dump Dick Cheney and pick up Rudy Giuliani. Remember? And sure enough, here in the MSNBC, Jeanette Walls delivers the...
You're receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. A temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network.
The Washington Post reported on September 26th of 03 that, quote, "The government organization most knowledgeable about UAV programs, the Air Force's National Air and Space Intelligence Center, had sharply disputed that notion to the White House, but was ignored." Okay, those are that is all of our intelligence agencies, well, not all, the vast majority of them in the United States. So what about the United Nations? A CNN reported on February 14th that weapons inspectors told the White House, quote, "They had not found any weapons of mass destruction," end quote. On September 15th of 03, the Washington Post reported the International Atomic Energy Agency warned the White House, quote, "We have to date found no evidence of ongoing prohibited nuclear or nuclear-related activities in Iraq." This was not a failure of intelligence. This was a series of deliberate lies. Bush lied, and our men and women died. That's the bottom line here, my friends. This is Tom Hartman. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. Oh. You'll sleep like
okay up there.
You'll sleep like
need
a
more tissues.
Sleep like a
cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh. So you'll wear that red 90?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stubby head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Did you know that grapes are one of the most heavily sprayed of all agricultural products? Most people don't. But that is why it's so very important to drink wines that are made with certified organic grapes. And that is exactly what we are inviting you to do today. Taste our wines. We select them personally. They come from small properties in the south of France. They are delicious. Connoisseurs love them. And they are earth-friendly. My name is Véronique. I founded the Organic Wine Company in 1980 for people just like you. People who love wine and want to do well by our earth. Call us at 1-888-ECO-WINE. We'll answer all your questions. I look forward to talking with you. Call 1-888-ECO-WINE, and that is ECOWINE.
Your right to vote. It's something that most Americans take for granted. But today, serious questions are being asked about how we vote. Machines are used to process 98% of the votes in U.S. elections, and that includes absentee ballots. How do we know if our votes are being counted correctly? Experts say we don't know, that machines conceal the voting process, that whoever controls the machines controls the election. What is the government doing to protect your right to vote? There is no federal agency that regulates or monitors the voting machine industry. There are no restrictions on who can make, sell, or service voting equipment. They don't even have to be U.S. citizens. And there are no mandatory federal standards for voting equipment. Even if there were, experts say that voting machines can be easily rigged and impossible to safeguard. I'm Lynn Landis. I'm an investigative journalist. Learn more about this issue at my website, ecotalk.org. That's ecotalk.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal celebrity boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Come on!
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-dee.
And welcome back, defending America from the conservative weapons of mass deception. This is Tom Hartman. Brought to you, our program brought to you today by Small Dog Electronics, 1-800-511-MAX, 511-MACS, the Newsletter Factory, newsletterfactory.com, and the Organic Wine Company, which is EcoWine, ecowine.com, or 1-888-MAX. Eco Wine, and the Organic Wine Company, by the way, has some real deals going on right now. Strongly recommend you give them a call, 1-888-ECOWINE. Okay, we have the presidential primaries, the Democratic primaries going on, and even before I get to those tapes, I wanted to just share with you, if Franklin Roosevelt. Just his Four Freedoms speech. Just pop a little bit of this in here, because this is
we
the vision.
We look forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms.
And then he goes on to say that the freedom of speech and freedom to worship and the religion of your choice.
The third.
Freedom from want.
Which translated into world terms means economic understandings which will secure to every nation a healthy peacetime life for its inhabitants everywhere in the world.
Now, this was back before the right-wing religion, the right-wing kind of libertarian religion of conservatism had infected the Republicans. And the nation, for that matter. And people understood that a government actually plays a role in how economies work, and that government can help economies or sabotage economies, because economies exist upon the superstructure, the infrastructure of government itself. And then his fourth freedom, which is absolutely marvelous. And this I play this because of the fourth freedom primarily, because the third and fourth freedoms are the things that the candidates, and when I play these tapes from the candidates, that they're talking about as well.
The fourth is freedom from fear, which translated into world terms means a worldwide reduction of armaments to such a point and in such a thorough fashion that no nation will be in a position to commit an act of physical aggression against any neighbor anywhere in the world.
Including, of course, the United States. No nation, including the United States, would do this. And, of course, that has not altogether been the case here on our end. So, what about the candidates? How have these things come about? First of all, we know John Kerry carried New Hampshire. I've got a couple of clips here from John Kerry these are pretty good. And here's a short one to 24 seconds. We've got time for this.
So I have a message. I have a message for the influence peddlers, for the polluters, the HMOs, the big drug companies that get in the way, the big oil, and the special interests who now call the White House their home. We're coming, you're going, and don't let the door hit you on the way out.
This is becoming the mantra of the Kerry campaign. And interesting. Well, you know, he seems to be picking up steam. I think one of the big underreported stories is how Howard Dean was so far ahead. And the Republicans went into Iowa and spent millions of dollars. Remember the Club for Growth ads? You don't know Howard Dean. He's really a bad guy. Spent millions of dollars to bring him down. And apparently had some success. You know, people talk about the scream speech, but that was post-Iowa. What brought down Iowa? Anyhow, we'll get to Howard Dean's comments also, and a few of the other candidates as well. Stay tuned. This is Tom Hartman.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
The Arctic might be going back in time, more than 100,000 years back. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. To see what lies ahead for the Arctic environment, one need only look back. Way back, according to Jonathan Overpeck. He directs the Institute for the Study of Planet Earth at the University of Arizona.
The only time it was really warmer than present, and we have a lot of information to tell us about that world, was about 130,000 years ago.
Overpeck says global climate change is warming the Arctic at a rate that will turn back the clock the rest of the way sometime during this century.
What's interesting about that time, 130,000 years ago, is that the Greenland ice sheet was much smaller than it is today. And all that water that's now frozen on Greenland ended up in the ocean. And what does that mean? A rise of sea level somewhere between 3 and 6 meters.
Overpeck says the Arctic might be going into a different state. He says summers in the Arctic could be without sea ice, permafrost, or glaciers. And he's calling for action to curb emissions of carbon dioxide and other gases that are thought to be warming the planet.
The signs are that unless something is done, the Arctic will indeed move towards another state, one where it'll be significantly less frozen in summer. And the impacts of this would not be felt just in the Arctic, where obviously impacts would be huge on Arctic cultures and people and ecosystems, but there would also be effects globally.
Overpeck says rising sea levels will affect everyone, and he says the melting permafrost will release even more carbon into the atmosphere. But he says we can't yet predict other global impacts of the melting Arctic ice. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
What does corporate power have to do with disarmament? How does working for racial justice affect trade agreements? And what do they all have to do with the Cuban blockade? Having trouble making a connection? It's our specialty. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, for 88 years, connecting the issues for democracy and social justice. Why don't you connect with us? WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all come. Go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my
And welcome back. Moving toward a bright and sparkling future by returning democracy to the United States of America. Hopefully this November we can begin the process. New Hampshire, here are 22 delegates. You know, now the Democratic nominee is going to need 2,162 delegates to be nominated. Iowa and New Hampshire seem like a big deal, but 45 from Iowa, 22 from New Hampshire. This is just the beginning. And there's 269 delegates at stake in Tuesday's election, next Tuesday's election, in Arizona, Delaware, Missouri, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. And this is going to be a big one. So I've been taking another look at some of these. By the way, I was unable to find any audio of Dennis Kucinich from last night. Dennis pulled 1% of the vote, but he was still in the race, and I wanted to play something from him because he's usually very articulate. I couldn't find anything. So if any of the folks in our chat room, and if you want to drop into our chat room, by the way, which runs live while we're on the air, and I read the thing while we're during the breaks at least, go to TomHartman.com and click on the chat room link, and it'll get you in there. If anybody knows, we checked his website this morning, and it wasn't there. So, but anyhow, we got the rest of the candidates here. Here's one more clip from John Kerry. In this one, he's pretty much, this is kind of his stump speech in a summary, where he lays out his vision for America. It's pretty well done.
Together, we can lift our country up to the America that all of us know that we can become. So stand with me. Stand with me, and together we're going to give America back its future by repealing the Bush tax cuts for wealthy Americans and investing in health care and education, children. Stand with us.
Redefining our priorities.
Stand with us, and together we will build a prosperity in this country where Americans are not just working for the economy, but the economy is working for Americans. A prosperity where we will reduce the poverty of millions rather than reducing the taxes of millionaires. A prosperity where we create jobs here at home and where we shut down every loophole every incentive, every reward that goes to some Benedict Arnold CEO or company that take the jobs overseas and stick Americans with the bill.
Runs just a little longer. I want to share this whole thing with you because it's a good articulation of his positions here. Good summary.
Stand with us and together we will give America the fundamental decency of health care that is affordable and accessible and a right and not a privilege that is available to all Americans. And we will make the same plan available to all Americans that is available to senators and congressmen because your health care... Stand with us, and we will fight for an America where Medicare is protected, where health care costs are kept down, and where your family's health care is just as important as any politician in Washington, D.C.
And there we go. John Kerry last night, his acceptance speech, I guess you'd call it, or his whatever, anyhow. Let's listen to Howard Dean, a couple of clips from Howard Dean. He gave a very articulate presentation, did a very good job, I thought.
Biggest loss that we've suffered under George Bush is not the 2.9 million jobs that have disappeared since he's been president. And it's not the loss of our moral leadership in the world, where a majority of people in most countries don't respect us anymore. The biggest loss that we've suffered in this country since George Bush has been president is our loss of our sense of community, the sense that we're all in it together.
That, I think, is one of the more profound statements of the evening. I was really, really impressed by that, and very insightful. Here's a little longer clip.
We can change America, and we will. We can have jobs again in America, and we will. We can join every other industrialized nation on the face of the earth and have health insurance for all Americans, and we will.
And we will, yeah. That's, you know, we've got some really whipped up crowds here.
We can invest in families with small children and have those kids grow up to go to college instead of prison, and we will.
This is where this guy could be another FDR.
We can demand for our young people a better future, a solution to global warming, getting us off foreign oil by investing in renewable energy, and we will. We can regain the moral leadership that this country has held from the end of World War I until the time of the Iraq invasion by having a foreign policy based on cooperation, not confrontation, and we will.
Yeah. And on he goes, but a clip from Howard Dean last night from his acceptance speech. No Yahoos in there, by the way, which is a fine thing. Let's listen to John Edwards and what he had to say. I find this stuff fascinating. It was exciting to watch the elections come in, to watch the returns come in. It was even more interesting to see how the candidates and their people are responding, and the fact that this thing is going to continue, this horse race is going to continue. This is so good for America that this dialogue is happening, that these people are saying the things that they are saying. Here's John Edwards.
Which is 35 million Americans who live in poverty every single day. I know why politicians don't talk about it. You know, it's not high on any poll, and these folks, for the most part, don't vote. Here's why we should not only talk about 35 million Americans who live in poverty, but do something about it, because it is wrong. And you and I, together, have a moral responsibility to lift these families out of poverty. We can do it, you and I together. Yes, we can. In a country of our wealth and our prosperity, to have children going to bed hungry, to have children who don't have the clothes to keep them warm, to have millions of Americans who work full-time every single day to provide for their families, working for minimum wage and living in poverty is wrong. Here's what you and I are going to do about this together. We're going to build an America where we say once and for all, no to kids going to bed hungry, no to kids who don't have the clothes to keep them warm, and no forever to any American working full-time and living in poverty. Not in our America. Not in our America.
Not in our America.
We also live in a country where there are two different governments in Washington, D.C., one for the insiders, the lobbyists, the powerful lobbyists that are there every single day, and whatever's left is there for the rest of the American people. We've had two different images around the world over the last 30 to 40 years. Used to be America was this great shining light, this beacon of freedom, democracy, human rights that everyone looked up to, and the image George Bush has now given us. America acting on its own, unilaterally, using its power, disrespecting the rest of the world. It doesn't have to be that way. You and I can create a world where, once again, America is looked up to and respected, and every family, every child in America will be safer and more secure if they live and grow up in a world where America is once again looked up to and respected. You and I, we can build that kind of world again. Yes, we can.
John Edwards, apparently one of the more brilliant orators in the campaign. I mean, everybody you talk to who has gone to hear this guy speak live and in person says, you know, he just knocks you back, knocks you right back on your heels. He's a very good presenter. By the way, if you have thoughts or comments on this, 1-800-TALK-YES is our number if you'd like to get in on it. I got a Clark clip and a Lieberman clip here, and they both run just a little over a minute. And so here's Wesley Clark last night. Well, how do we get this thing? Ah, push the right button and it'll work.
And I simply couldn't stand by and watch while this country that I and so many others have fought for unravels before our very eyes. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand by and watch while the rich were handed one tax cut after another, and 8 million Americans struggled to make ends meet without work.
His "I couldn't stand by and watch" is just a great line, I think.
I couldn't stand by and watch as 44 million Americans live without basic health care and life-saving drugs that their families needed.
Yeah, tell them, Wes.
I couldn't stand by and watch as 12 million children languished in poverty in the wealthiest nation of the world. And I couldn't stand by and watch as special interests cut backroom deals with people in power. And I couldn't stand by and watch as day after day, our servicemen and women lost their lives in an unnecessary war in Iraq.
So there is Wes Clark and his contribution to the evening. And We've got a really good field of people here. We really do. Here's the guy that I'm the least comfortable with, Joe Lieberman. It turns out one of the interesting statistics, I think, was that this from an Associated Press story. Joe Lieberman did best among the voters with positive views of George Bush. And keep in mind, in New Hampshire, independents are allowed to vote. In many cases, they vote Republican, or they're simply people who are conservative and whatever. Anyhow, so Joe Lieberman, who came in fifth, as it were.
New Hampshire's next-door neighbor candidates, John Dean and... No, that's Howard Dean. I remember that's close. Howard Dean and John Kerry received most of the vote, but the rest was split with no clear decision reached.
Well, sort of. I mean, keep in mind, he's saying this while he knows that he's been trounced. I mean, this is a little bit of spin here on the part of Joe, but he's entitled.
And let me put it to you this way. For us, this is more than a campaign, isn't it? It is a cause, and we're ready to take that cause now to the rest of America.
I guess I'm just a little confused there. I'm not sure exactly what the cause is, but you know, I haven't exhaustively, extensively studied Joe Lieberman and his speeches, so I don't know. 1-800-TALK. Yes, Bruce in Santa Fe is on the line. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hey, thank you. I have a question that I find a little perplexing, and it's concerning whatever happened to the Reagan Revolution, where there was pride in buying American-made instead of foreign goods, and instead we've given incentives to people to go somewhere else, and we're still buying the brand name, but it's not American-made.
Well, what made you think that the Reagan Revolution had anything at all to do with buying American goods?
Well, I'll tell you, because that was the word I heard from friends, although I was not a supporter of Mr. Reagan, and my thought about it was, it's just as some very fancy way to skip the legal system for union busting.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line of the Reagan Revolution was hand power over to corporations, let them define the rules by which government, by which businesses play, the rules the government sets, let them rewrite those rules, stop enforcing things like the Sherman Antitrust Act, get government out of the way of business and let business, you know, have its way. And if business has its way, what it's going to do is it's going to say, where's the cheapest labor in the world? Oh, it's in China! Where's the cheapest, you know, where it's, I mean, it's quite predictable. There was, you know, Sam Walton had his Buy American thing, you know, when Walmart first started, which, and he was still alive in the 80s, and they had this, you know, Made in the USA. It was a big banner in all the Walmart stores, and they had Made in the USA stuff. But, you know, he died, and that went away. And,
exactly.
And, yeah.
So I had another quick one for you. I think it would be a real twist if Giuliani decided instead to seek the nomination for president.
Yeah, it's a little late, unfortunately.
Oh, shucks. Well, I'm a little behind the times. Hey, I enjoy your show, and I'm in the middle of your book. I'm enjoying it quite a bit. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
1-800-TALK. Yes, George in Arizona. We got about a minute left here. George, hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, just kind of curious. I mean, it's been kind of gnawing at me through this whole, you know, Democratic runnings. Basically, I haven't really heard any real concrete solutions. Yeah, they can point fingers about what's wrong with the country, but I haven't heard anybody say, this is what we do to correct the situation.
Then you haven't been listening. There have been some very, very good solutions articulated by all of the candidates. They differ in a lot of different respects. But with regard to health care, with regard to international policy, with regard to war policy, with regard to trade policy, with regard to dealing with the deficit, with regard to tax policy, every single one of the candidates have extensive, proactive, positive visions for America. You can find all of them easily on any of their websites.
I guess I have to go look at it.
Yeah, I'd suggest you do some research on that, George. Thanks for the call. 1-800-TALK. Yes, Larry in Ohio, hang on. I'll pick up your call just on the other side of this break. This is Tom Hartman telling the truth the multinational corporations don't want you to know. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Slow down, Kyle. You'll choke on your coffee.
Can't. Have to finish getting the newsletter out before I can do anything else on my schedule today.
I used to have that problem before I discovered the Newsletter Factory.
Well, how'd they help you?
Their expert team of writers, editors, designers, and project coordinators do all my hard work for me. The Newsletter Factory even developed a readership survey that helped me produce the most appropriate content.
Sounds great, but I like doing some of the writing. It's just technical stories and layouts that bog me down.
No problem. In addition to turnkey projects, the Newsletter Factory gives you you a smorgasbord of services from design and proofread to edit or full write. The Newsletter Factory can also help with printing and mailing. They keep you informed the whole way. Plus, the process is cost-effective and streamlined, so the Newsletter Factory doesn't have to compensate for lost time or mistakes.
Just like a factory.
Now you're catching on. Call the Newsletter Factory at 800-788-9550 to get started today. Or visit them on the web at www.newsletterfactory.com.
I will, thanks.
I guess I better let the dog in.
Like the small dog that rules the house, Small Dog Electronics is the small computer company that really rules when it comes to customer service. Small Dog Electronics is your authorized Apple reseller in Wakefield, Vermont. Sure, you can buy your computer out of a catalog, but how do you know you're really getting what you want or what you need? At Small Dog, they don't work on commission. Their only motivation is making sure you're a happy customer. Put your business on the leading edge with the world's fastest computer, the new Macintosh G5. You'll finish the job ahead of the pack, and automatic security updates lock out viruses. That's speed and dependability that will keep you focused on your customers instead of sitting on hold with tech support.
I guess you want to get on the couch, huh?
Like the small dog who everybody makes room for, Small Dog Electronics is big on customer service. Small Dog Electronics. Check them out on the web at smalldog.com or at their showroom on Route 100 in Waitsfield.
No way. You're not getting on the bed.
Handy Dave Rush here, inviting you to listen to Home Improvement USA. Ken Walchek from Chicago's number one hardware store, Clark Devon Hardware, John Seip from United Marketing Force, Jay Brentlinger from Orban, and, of course, Danny Lickford from today's Homeowner Television Show, take your home improvement questions. Our guests include industry experts from across the country. We've been America's most useful talk show for 10 years, so join us for Home Improvement USA every Saturday, 2 to 4 Eastern, and rebroadcast 8 to 10 Eastern right here on IE America Radio Network.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, there. This is a commercial for a major radio network.
Wish
we can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday night on the IE America Radio Network.
Show. An email here from Jamie. Jamie has a great idea. He was listening to the program and heard the Brett Bercy segment. Our friend down in South Carolina who was arrested outside a Bush campaign speech. Jamie says, I have an idea for getting close to Bush with protest signs. Make a sign that says, impeach Bush, or something of that nature. One word above the other. And then have a strip of paper that is the same color as the sign's background. On this strip of paper, you print something like re-elect. Lightly stick re-elect over impeach. Carry this sign to the Bush event, and after you are safely surrounded by pro-Bush hordes, remove the re-elect portion of the sign and hold it up.
We love Bush. We love Bush. We love Bush.
Impeach Bush.
Huh? You didn't know I'm going to say that, did you?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
And welcome back. Exposing the con and conservative, this is Tom Hartman. The U.S. denies imminent threat warning. This from the Australian, Australia's national daily newspaper. They're not taking this stuff. I'll tell you, this, I mean, the Australian is, I've spent a fair amount of time in Australia. It's the newspaper that's all literally all over the country. It's like the New York Times. And their headline, U.S. denies imminent threat. The White House today denied it ever warned that Saddam Hussein posed an imminent threat to the U.S. Denied that it ever posed an imminent threat to the... I mean, you just heard the clip. It is already smarting from the failure to so far to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Scott McClellan today said, I think some in the media have chosen to use the word imminent. Those were not words we used. We used grave and gathering threat. But if U.S. President George W. Bush never called Saddam's Iraq an imminent threat in so many words, he said it was, quote, urgent. Vice President Dick Cheney said it was mortal. Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld said it was immediate. And they go on to point out that Bush likened this to the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, just like he likes to liken himself to John Kennedy. Let's send a man to the moon. Yeah, it's sending George to the moon. Fine idea. In that same speech, he warned that Saddam, quote, could decide on any given day to provide a biological or chemical weapon to a terrorist group or individual terrorists like Al-Qaeda. Yeah. No terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people and the stability of the world than the regime of Saddam Hussein in Iraq, said Donald Rumsfeld, testifying before Congress. You realize it's a felony to lie to Congress in September of 2002. On January 26th of 2003, CNN television asked White House Communications Director Dan Bartel, is he, Sodom, an imminent threat to U.S. interests, either in that part of the world or to Americans right here at home? Well, of course he is, replied White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett. But today, Scotty says, no, we never said imminent. You guys just made that up. It's the media. It's all the media.
It's con.
Yes, indeed. Exposing the con and conservative, this is Tom Hartman.
Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field, but this ain't exactly real. Or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the...
You've been listening to the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2004.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda, I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, pathetic. Too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why
me?
Why put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
The IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. New Hampshire primary winner John Kerry took firm control of the Democratic presidential race. As it moved out of his backyard and went nationwide, his rivals bidding to stay competitive in the seven-state contest ahead. Kerry's win Tuesday added a bigger margin of victory to his Iowa upset a week earlier, giving him all the promise and peril of wearing the mantle of frontrunner. Howard Dean, once the heavy national favorite, finished second, and Wesley Clark, once considered the best bet to challenge him, lagged in a struggle for a distant third. A suicide bomber driving a van disguised as an ambulance blew up his vehicle Wednesday in front of a hotel frequented by Westerners, witnesses and police said. Iraqi police reported four people were killed, but the U.S. command said only the driver died. The blast at the Shaheen Hotel in Baghdad also injured 17 people, according to hospital officials. U.S. officials said the injured included one South African. Hotel employees said initially he had been killed. The bombing occurred about 6:40 a.m. after security guards opened fire on the vehicle, a white van with red crescent markings, as it maneuvered around concrete barriers in the street, witnesses said. Senators want to speak with the former top U.S. weapons inspector who said he couldn't find evidence that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, a primary justification by George W. Bush for the war in Iraq. David Kaye was chosen last year as the Iraq Survey Group leader in part because he was convinced weapons could be found. Now Kaye, who was scheduled to testify before a Senate committee Wednesday, says he believes large stocks of weapons are unlikely to be found and blamed faulty intelligence for the misguided assessments. A storm carrying the threat of heavy snow for the Northeast coated a wide swath of the East Coast in ice Tuesday, stopping trains, closing schools and courts, and knocking out electricity to 250,000 people. At least 50 deaths have been blamed on snow, ice, and cold from Kansas to the Carolinas since the weekend. While one low-pressure system pushed a wave of icy weather that stretched from Georgia into Maryland, another propelled snow across the Midwest and Great Lakes. Up to 27 inches of snow was possible in northern Michigan by Wednesday morning. More after this.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today won't be around for our children and grandchildren. The Earth's resources are limited. Voluntary family planning improves health while helping slow population growth, and that's good for our planet. Help build a healthy future for us all. Visit www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
CNN pundit Robert Novak again landed in the center of controversy following an incident outside a New Hampshire restaurant on Tuesday. Novak is accused of physically shoving a man who was critical of his role in the outing of CIA agent Valerie Plame. Brad Carr filed a complaint with police. Neither Novak nor CNN would comment on the incident. This is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Halliburton keeps sinking deeper and deeper into the goo of crass political cronyism. Vice President Dick Cheney formerly was CEO of this big Pentagon contractor and continues to receive a generous Halliburton check every year. This curious connection is what raised eyebrows when Halliburton was awarded a multi-billion dollar contract last year to do chores for the Pentagon in occupied Iraq, a contract it received without the fuss of having any competing bids. Nothing amiss, cried Cheney apologists, for this is simply how the procurement process normally works. No political favoritism was involved, so go away, you bothersome critics. But then it turns out that Halliburton was overcharging us taxpayers on one of its major Iraqi chores, bringing gasoline into the war-ravaged country. It socked us with a $2.65 a gallon charge on 60 million gallons of gasoline, nearly $1.60 more than experts say would be reasonable. Nothing amiss, cried Cheney defenders again, for this is simply the realistic price of supplying gasoline in a country that's still a war zone. There's no political favoritism here, so scat, you malicious muckrakers. But the Pentagon's own Energy Support Center pointed out that it also was delivering some gasoline to Iraq for only about $1 a gallon. The Pentagon's audit agency then asked Halliburton officials for internal documents to justify its pricing. Then, out of the blue, the Army Corps of Engineers, which negotiated and oversees Halliburton's sweetheart contract, suddenly intervened to sabotage the auditor's investigation. The Corps unilaterally issued a waiver of Halliburton's requirement to provide any cost and pricing data. The Corps says it issued the waiver at the request of Halliburton. How convenient. This is Jim Hightower saying, how many times do we have to see such crass cronyism in action before we call it what it is? It's corruption. Even Pollyanna wasn't blind.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
The man who uncovers corporate lies, exposes political corruption, and has a clear vision of what America could become. Here's Tom Hartman.
And welcome back to the vast radical middle conspiracy. Take no imitations. This is Tom Hartman here, right smack dab in the middle of the conspiracy. Yes, indeed, folks. We are going to take America back for the values, the old-fashioned values that made America great, where corporations couldn't rule but were subject to the rule of law, and where government existed to serve the people and was responsive to we the people, not they the multinationals. 1-800-TALK-YES, our number. Larry, the trucker in Ohio today, dropped off just before our last break, and you're back, Larry, eh?
How you doing today, Tom?
I am great, but I'll get better. How are you, Larry?
Well, me too. I kind of am coming towards the snow headed for Connecticut, so I'm kind of not looking forward to that, but I'll make it.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know, it seems like everywhere I go, I always tell my family to watch Willard Scott. Wherever he says it's worse, that's a pretty good idea. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, Murphy's Law at work.
I had a thought as you were talking about all the different places that had told this administration prior to us going to war about their lack of knowledge of anything, you know, and their denial that anything existed and that Iraq was in compliance, basically. It made it seem to me like George Bush and the administration in general was actively hunting for any evidence that would justify the trip to Iraq. It seems like they're looking more than having evidence. They were looking for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Larry, that was going to be the topic of this hour. I actually have a good collection of stuff here on that. And, you know, Dick Cheney basically developed his own intelligence agency. He was down there hassling the CIA constantly. Donald Rumsfeld created his own personal spy ring. And these guys were cooking the books. I mean, Cheney was going down to the CIA saying, tell me, you know, give me stuff, give me stuff, give me stuff. And they were saying, this is raw intelligence. I mean, you get an informer in Iraq who says, oh, yes, there's a nuclear bomb here. And it might be some guy who's just trying to make $50 for being an informer, or it might be a legitimate source. And, I mean, thousands of these things come into the CIA probably every day. I mean, just there's this ton of raw intelligence that comes in, and somebody has to sift through it and say, is this reasonable or is this not? And Cheney's saying, I don't care if it's reasonable or not, just give me all the raw intelligence and I'll decide what's important or not. And he's not an intelligence analyst.
These guys, basically, they're doing the Enron thing, and rather than saying this is what our evidence is and this is what we need to do because of it, they're saying this is what we want to do and this is the evidence we need to have to do that. Give me that.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And the truth is now obvious to the world.
I hope it becomes obvious enough in November and stays that way.
Yeah, me too.
You know, everybody asks who I would support. I'd support a potty trained monkey at this point if it was going to beat George Bush, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm close to that, Larry. I'm close to it. I, you know, and I'm still wondering, you know, where are the cons who were so noble? You know, like Bill O'Reilly saying, well, you know, back when we started this war, saying, of course there's weapons of mass destruction, and if it turns out that this administration was wrong or that they lied to us or deceived us, then I'm going to call them to account.
Yeah. Well, wait for that to happen. I don't suggest you hold your breath, Tom.
No, that has something to do with hell freezing over, I think.
I've enjoyed your book, by the way. I'm about two-thirds of the way through it. I thank you for that. It's been a wealth of information, and I've enjoyed it a lot.
Well, great. Which book is that?
Unequal Protection.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
I have enjoyed it a great deal.
Thank you.
So, Anyway, thanks for the show, and I'll talk to you again sometime.
Okay, yeah, call anytime, Larry. Thanks, I appreciate the call. 1-800-TALK-YES, our number, it's 11 minutes after the hour. And, oh boy, there's the No Child Left Behind. The states are starting to blow back on this. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. Right now we got Mike in Orlando on the line. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hey, Tom. I was just wanting to comment a little bit on, I've been watching David Kay being questioned.
Oh, he's on TV right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was on for a while, probably about 2 hours already. And, it's funny, you could watch his body language, how he would respond to Republicans more enthusiastically than the others when he was questioned. One thing was funny, though, that they didn't catch on, I thought, was that Kay was saying that we've had faulty intelligence in the past. Back in Germany, we overestimated, and also that we overestimated the economy and the Soviet Union. And I think they should have caught on to this and said, well, if we've had faulty intelligence in the past, should we rely on intelligence right now for something as grave as going to war?
Well, beyond that, we did not overestimate the economy of the Soviet Union. The CIA was predicting the fall of the Soviet Union a full decade before it happened. They were actually quite accurate in their predictions. What was happening was that Ronald Reagan and many of the presidents before him, but principally Ronald Reagan, was cooking the books. He was overrepresenting the threat in order to get his Star Wars thing passed so that he could pass out big bucks to his defense contractor buddies who got him elected. And saying, oh, they're a terrible threat, they're a terrible threat. And this is what Dwight Eisenhower warned about. And the Soviet Union started seriously imploding in the late 70s and was really in free fall throughout the 1980s. I was in Moscow in 83, I think. I was in East Berlin in 86. You didn't have to be a CIA agent to figure this out. I mean, they were going down the tubes.
I mean, it's obvious how they're trying to shield the administration so much and point the finger at the intelligence community, which might end up biting them in the butt a little. But you know,
it may.
It's the administration, though, Tom, that was saying, we know, not in our best intelligence estimates. They were saying, we know.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a lie. It was a lie because the intelligence agencies were not saying we know. They were saying, hey, we've got some information that says this. We got some information that says this. Let's check it out. Let's send in the UN. We sent in Hans Blix. He looks around very thoroughly. In the 8 or 9 months that Hans Blix was in Iraq, he performed more inspections than in the entire 7 or 8 year period that Scott Ritter was there. I mean, this was an intensive thing. And he came back and he said, you know, I can't find anything. I can't find any evidence of anything. Give me a couple more months and I'm pretty sure I can prove there's nothing there. And that's, I mean, these cons keep going on TV going, well, the French thought there were weapons. The British thought there were weapons. The Germans thought there were weapons. No, nobody thought, well, the British were saying it, you know, because Tony Blair was, you know, sucking up to George Bush. But everybody else in the world, the Russians, the Chinese, the French, the Germans, all the other members of NATO, of the United Nations, they were all saying, hey, we're paying attention to Hans Blix, who's our weapons inspector, who went in there and looked around, and he's saying, there ain't nothing here. Pardon my rant.
Hey, could I comment real quick? I think it was yesterday's show you talked about education.
Sure.
About privatizing it.
Yeah.
Well, if we do privatize it, my question is, do I still have to send my son to school and pay somebody?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Am I forced to use their business, in other words?
Yeah. See, these are the areas where the argument really starts to break down. I mean, the idea that our children, our future, is not part of our commons is, in my mind, insane.
Right.
Just plain old flat out insane. It is ignorant. It is stupid. It is malinformed. And I don't think these guys believe it either. I think they're just looking for another opportunity to attach a corporation to our tax dollars. That's the bottom line, or to us.
Yeah.
And crank a little more profit out of it and gain a little more power over the lives of average Americans. That's the agenda. That's the agenda there. Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Boy, what a day. What a day. 1-800-TALK. I mean, so much has happened here. There's a David Kay hearing is going to be fascinating. I'm going to be interested to check that out after I get off the air. Stephen in Santa Fe has called 1-800-TALK. Yes. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
We've done some emailing. It's the first time I've called you.
Great.
I'm pretty concerned about Mr. Kerry, and I was wondering if you were aware that he has something wrote a significant in common with George W. Bush.
Well, they're both wealthy, and they were both at Yale, and they were both in Skull and Bones. Is
there
that what
you
talking about?
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. The Skull and Bones is, you were saying, I think you said one of the candidates makes you feel kind of uncomfortable.
Well, Joe Lieberman, actually, is the one. But, you know, Skull and Bones is the ultimate insider old boy network. It is the old boy network for the rich and powerful in the United States, and that there's just no way around that. And there are, and outside of Skull and Bones, there are many other old boy networks. I mean, there's people who go, if you go to the right schools, you make the right connections, and later in life, it's just amazing to me, back when I used to be in the corporate world, particularly when I owned an advertising agency and we did work with Fortune 500 companies, a number of them. I mean, I'm not going to go through a list of names of them, but, you know, a bunch of companies whose names you'd recognize. Mm. And I was dealing with executives in these companies, and how many of them got their jobs or got where they were because the boss went to their school, they knew, so they were roommates with so-and-so. I mean, there, so much in corporate America is the old boy network. And it's not just Skull and Bones. There just is a very real corporate elite in America. I mean, there's an aristocracy. And Skull and Bones is a manifestation of that. But, you know, I'd say Jack Kennedy, although he probably wasn't a member of Skull and Bones, who knows? I think he went to Harvard instead of Yale. You know, he was wired into the old boy network. Franklin Roosevelt was wired into the old boy network of his day, it probably wasn't Skull and Bones. So I haven't seen any evidence that Skull and Bones is anything other than a self-serving old boy network. I don't see it as, you know, the John Stormer writing None Dare Call It Treason. You know, the communists, they're hiding in the bedrooms of the State Department. And, you know, I frankly don't see it as that big a threat. I think it's not necessarily the healthiest thing. And
my concern is what allegiances he may have to the people who sponsor Skull and Bones, and the fact that, as you say, that's they are the people in the corporations at the head of the business community, and it just concerns me that let me put it simply: he would have to publicly repudiate his association with them to make me at ease with his candidacy.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's not going to do that. And as I said, I'm not all that freaked out about it. I mean, the old boy network is much larger than Skull and Bones, and it's very real and it's very out there. And what's interesting is that the woman who wrote Secrets of the Tomb, which is the book that outed Skull and Bones, I'm forgetting her name right now.
Yeah, she was just on Democracy Now, actually.
Yeah, and she's on the record as saying that George Bush has been aggressively using his Skull and Bones network. I mean, he's appointed a whole bunch of bonesmen to his administration. John Kerry, on the other hand, although there is this one guy who says that Kerry tried to recruit him from the Senate office, by and large has not surrounded himself with bonesmen and has not used that network. Now, he may not have had to use that network. He may have had better connections elsewhere or whatever, whereas, because he was, you know, very successful on his own merits. I mean, John Kerry was a leader right back to the Vietnam Veterans Against the War era, whereas George Bush was a ne'er-do-well, alcoholic, living on his daddy's trust fund guy, and so he used the Bones Network to get his three oil companies that he wrote into bankruptcy and so on. Frankly, for me, Stephen, I understand your concern, but it's not that big an issue for me. I have other issues about John Kerry, but that's not the biggest one. But I appreciate it. I acknowledge it. Thanks for the call. This is Tom Hartman. Stay tuned. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour.
We'll be back with more music, but first a look at weather. Here's meteorologist Tom Sparks.
Thanks, Chad. There's a front moving in from the south, which is going to mix with warm air, giving us the distinct possibility for showers over the next few days. In fact, some of them are going to be big soakers, let me tell you. However, if you're planning any outdoor activities for the weekend, I have good news.
So it's going to be clear?
No, I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Slow down, Kyle. You'll choke on your coffee.
Can't. Have to finish getting the newsletter out before I can do anything else on my schedule today.
I used to have that problem before I discovered the Newsletter Factory.
Well, how'd they help you?
Their expert team of writers, editors, designers, and project coordinators do all my hard work for me. The Newsletter Factory even developed a readership survey that helped me produce the most appropriate content.
Sounds great, but I like doing some of the writing. It's just technical stories and layouts that bog me down.
No problem. In addition to turnkey projects, the Newsletter Factory gives you a smorgasbord of services from design and proofread to edit or full write. The Newsletter Factory can also help with printing and mailing. They keep you informed the whole way. Plus, the process is cost effective and streamlined, so the Newsletter Factory doesn't have to compensate for lost time or mistakes.
Just like a factory.
Now you're catching on. Call the Newsletter Factory at 800-788-9550 to get started today. Or visit them on the web at www.newsletterfactory.com.
I will, thanks.
Want to know more about the many topics that Tom Hartman discusses on his show? There's one website that offers the best books on all of these critical issues. It's a full-service bookstore that offers thousands of books for a better world. Books you may never have seen anywhere else. It's online at 100fires.com. Books about how you can make a difference. About the rights of workers, healthy families, creating more livable communities, environmental protection, and about how we can stop large corporations from destroying our democracy. 100fires.com offers secure ordering, full searchability, gift certificates, and much, much more. If you're tired of handing your hard-earned cash to corporate bookstores, check out 100fires.com. That's 100fires.com. Books for a better world.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's Tom Hartman, the Tom Hartman Radio Program, where our talking points come from Jefferson and Madison, not from right-wing think tanks and the RNC and other cranks of the various sort. And I've got a Bush Green Watch for you. We've got a bunch of stuff for the hour here. I want to get to a couple of calls first, though. David in Santa Fe is on the line. 1-800-TALK-YES, our number, by the way, if you'd like to call. 1-800-825-5937. Hey, David, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. How are you today?
I'm good, Tom. Thank you. I wanted to comment on those security memos that you read earlier.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at their content, but I'm stunned that you got your hands on them. How did those things get out?
You mean the list of this one from this agency, this one from this agency?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Those are, number one, they are all from public sources. They're all referenced to the Associated Press, the Washington Post, things like that. These were all reported at the time, and they were concatenated. They were pulled together and assembled by the American Progress, the Institute, the Center for American Progress, and in their progress report today, which you can read online at AmericanProgress.org, and just click on progress report, and it's right there, just what I read you.
Do you think that the originals are obtainable?
Yeah, in fact, what they do a really great job of this. I mean, this is a great organization. There are hyperlinks within each one of the stories that links you to the original articles.
Well, I know the original articles are there. The original documents, the ones that somebody in the CIA and the FBI and the NSA, you know, that they actually signed.
Oh,
are those
inedible? You know, I haven't dug that many levels deep, but I'm. But frankly, I would have to say that I would be very surprised if the Associated Press or if the Washington Post ran a story citing a document and it didn't exist.
Well, I would too. I'm just looking to the future, and I'm thinking that if we can defeat the Republicans in this election, then it seems to me that these things are smoking guns about a lot of felonies.
Yeah.
And a lot of catastrophes and casualties of those felonies. And that, you know, like in this country, there's been this practice of pardoning presidents. Like, you know, Nixon got to go away, but Dean and a bunch of other guys had to go do the time as fall guys.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that it would be really good healing for our nation and our relationship with the rest of the world to not take that pardoning track if the Democrats gain office in 2004.
Yeah,
but
well, you know, George,
go for the throat here and to make a message to the whole world and to the American people that, you know, this was a bad place we went to and it will not be tolerated and we're not going to go there again.
Yeah, George Herbert Walker Bush also pardoned a bunch of the felons from the Reagan administration. And, you know, one of them, Poindexter, popped up again in his son's administration. I don't disagree. And in fact, I would say that if lying about getting a BJ in the White House is an impeachable offense, then lying in a way that causes the United Nations to plunge into debt and leads to the death of over 500 of our soldiers, over the disfigurement and dismemberment of several thousand of our soldiers, the suicides of dozens of our soldiers, the death of tens of thousands of civilians of another nation, those kinds of lies certainly rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, in my opinion, and are impeachable offenses. And I agree. I think it was Shelby called the program the other day and talked to Bernie Sanders and said, you know, even if we don't want to impeach Bush because then we'd end up with Cheney, somebody as a moral position should offer an attainder or a bill of impeachment in the House of Representatives. And I absolutely agree with that. So anyhow, that's my thoughts on it. David, thanks for the call. Julie in, where was that? Madison, Wisconsin. Julie, I'm sorry I skipped over your call there. If you want to call back, I'll pick it up. And Lynn in Buffalo, New York, hang on. We'll take your call right after this break. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. News without conflicts of global corporate interest. Stay tuned. We'll be back. It's 30 minutes after the hour.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
The Arctic might be going back in time, more than 100,000 years back. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. To see what lies ahead for the Arctic environment, one need only look back. Way back, according to Jonathan Overpeck. He directs the Institute for the Study of Planet Earth at the University of Arizona.
The only time it was really warmer than present, and we have a lot of information to tell us about that world, was about 130,000 years ago.
Overpeck says global climate change is warming the Arctic at a rate that will turn back the clock the rest of the way sometime during this century.
What's interesting about that time, 130,000 years ago, is that the Greenland ice sheet was much smaller than it is today. And all that water that's now frozen on Greenland ended up in the ocean. And what does that mean? A rise of sea level somewhere between 3 and 6 meters.
Overpeck says the Arctic might be going into a different state. He says summers in the Arctic could be without sea ice, permafrost, or glaciers. And he's calling for action to curb emissions of carbon dioxide and other gases that are thought to be warming the planet.
The signs are that unless something is done, the Arctic will indeed move towards another state, one where it'll be significantly less frozen in summer. And the impacts of this would not be felt just in the Arctic, where obviously impacts would be huge on Arctic cultures and people and ecosystems, but there would also be effects globally.
Overpeck says rising sea levels will affect everyone, and he says the melting permafrost will release even more carbon into the atmosphere. But he says we can't yet predict other global impacts of the melting Arctic ice. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
To create a real democracy in this country, we need to sit down and talk with other people. Democracy begins with conversation. But how do we begin the conversation? The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom has a 10-week study guide called Challenge Corporate Power, Assert the People's Rights, to help you get the conversation started in your community. It's free on the web at WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm a bit unstable, she said with a Cheshire grin. So many cracks in my sidewalk, boy. Well, don't you fall in. Feels like the things that I've wanted the most in this life I can't have.
And welcome back. Helping you win the water cooler wars with uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is Tom Hartman. We have 1-800-TALK-YES is our number, and we've got Lynn from Buffalo, New York is on the line. Hey, Lynn, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I wanted to give you guys a little snapshot of what it looked like last night at our Democratic headquarters here in Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
We had the John Kerry people who were like Republicans, you know, sitting in their own little place, dressed in their suits and their whatnot, and every one of the rest of us were sneering at them, and we all professed that we won't accept him as a candidate. And we had the Clark people, the Kucinich, the Dean people, the Edwards, all of us were standing together going, you know, we were just ready to start. You would have thought you had Democrats and Republicans in the same room.
Really?
It was
You would rather have George Bush than John Kerry?
Well, we were all talking that we'd like to see a third party candidate and jump on that one and just let them know that we're not going to take it.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen, though.
I also read something on MSNBC. When they were saying that they didn't think that the anti-war people were going to accept John Kerry. But you could see the tension in the room. You'd have thought you had Democrats and Republicans in the room. We were very, very, we wouldn't go near them. They wouldn't go near us. We thought there would be a fight, surely. Some people were said they needed to take a Valium to even sit there with the people. So it was really ugly.
Well, now, where was this again, Lynn? This was a Democratic headquarters?
Headquarters here in for Erie County. And there was a lot, hundreds of people there. And we were very, very divided, very.
In Buffalo, New York?
Yes.
Remarkable. Well, it'll be interesting to see, you know, if anybody else had that experience, I'd love to hear about
mm-hmm.
it. I hope that we can bring some healing to this. My sense of it is that John Kerry is getting it and that he's kind of morphing. He's changing as time goes along and that may not be a bad thing and that he may make a very good president. I frankly don't know. I haven't done that much research on him. I know a lot about Howard Dean because he was my governor for a decade. I don't know that much about the other candidates other than what I read in the newspaper. I haven't talked to them. I haven't been in New Hampshire and had them, you know, listen to their speeches and things. But, well, time will tell. Lynn, thanks for the report. I think Lynn is gone. Thanks for the report. Yeah, okay. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. 1-800-TALK-YES is our number, 1-800-825-5937. And Dolores in Grand Rapids, Michigan is on the line. Hey, Dolores, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Thank you. You know, I'd like to say that I'm grateful for George Bush's tax cuts. I'm a senior citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I make $400-some a month in Social Security. And I was wise enough to put just a little bit of money in the stock market, and I made it. Not much, but a little bit. But when my husband gets his pension check every month, we can see a difference in there. And
yes.
We're not wealthy.
Well,
we're not wealthy. We don't hit even 40.
Yeah, that's
so
marvelous.
I'm grateful for the George Bush's tax cut. And you know what? On the NAFTA treaty, wasn't that passed in a Democratic... isn't that why all the jobs are going south?
It is, and it was Bill Clinton's fault.
That was Bill Clinton's fault, a Democrat.
Yep, and yep another absolutely. Thing, although it was Ronald Reagan who first proposed it, but it was Bill Clinton who pushed it through, yep. Yeah, but let's go back to the tax cut for a minute, Dolores. I have a couple of quick questions for you, if you don't mind, about the tax cut. One, I'm wondering if you've noticed that your state and property taxes are going up.
No, I have. They have been, but that's because of the all the sales taxes are going on internet instead of going to the states.
I see. Okay, my second question about the tax cut is, does it bother you that the discount that you got on your tax cut actually wasn't a tax cut, it was a tax deferral, and that tax still has to be paid because the government actually spent that money, and that it's going to be paid by your children?
Oh, this country will come out of this here little deficit. There's no problem there. It will come out of that.
Yeah.
We always have. We always will.
Well, I hope
and
so.
I want to make another, wasn't it Clinton, a Democrat, that changed the accounting rules that caused the Enron deal, where Terry McAuliffe made millions and millions of dollars on a tiny little investment? You know, I'd like to hear some of the things about that instead of, I'm a senior citizen, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about those kind of things
mm-hmm.
and what's going to happen about the jobs. We need jobs for the people.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
Like liberalism, socialism equals communism. That's the way it's going to go.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you, Dolores, for sharing your opinion with us. I appreciate your call. 1-800-TALK-YES is our number. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. It is 21 minutes before the hour. Let's go to Julie in, where did Julie go? Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Julie, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Yes, hi, Tom. I'm a new listener, and I have to say I love your show.
Thank you.
I was thrilled when you mentioned Scott Ritter. He was saying long ago that there were no weapons of mass destruction, that the inspectors had gone in, and they were 95% gone.
Yes.
And then the right wing came in, and they were, some sort of court or legality started to haunt him on... I don't know what happened to him. I was just wondering if you might have some information on that.
Scott has been on our program two or three times in the last year. And, way back when, he was saying that he had told the Clinton administration clearly, that they had destroyed virtually everything that was findable. I mean, they not only inspected Iraq, they destroyed tons and tons and tons of mostly aging stockpiles of stuff. and they made sure that there were no ongoing programs. And there were a couple of areas in the country where Saddam was playing games with them, and that was when Clinton pulled him back, and Saddam didn't. You know, the folklore is that Saddam kicked out the inspectors. Saddam has never kicked out the inspectors. Bill Clinton pulled back Scott Ritter and went in and attacked. You know, bombed those sites that Ritter had said they wouldn't let him into.
Right.
And then after that, you know, we never sent the inspectors back until during the Bush administration. And again, it wasn't Saddam who stopped the inspections; it was George Bush, so that he could attack Iraq.
Exactly.
But Scott Ritter's still around, and he's still quite articulate. He had a piece on Common Dreams just a month or so ago.
Yeah, I think he's terrific. Hey, one more question for you. What do you know about that Catherine Gunn story coming out of the Independent of London about the wiretapping of the UN?
Yes, she stood up and revealed the wiretap. In fact, Daniel Ellsberg wrote a nice piece about that was in Common Dreams just a couple of days ago. And it looks like she's really going to take some heat for it.
Well, I sure hope people start educating themselves and these Republicans stop making excuses for the mess that they're making. But
yeah, well, that is not going to happen. I guarantee you the Republicans are always going to figure out a way to blame everything on Bill Clinton.
Or anybody else who they could, you know, finger. So
that's right, yeah. And the time is over for it.
All again.
Okay. Thanks, Julie. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 1-800-TALK-YES, our number. Billy in California is on the line. Hey, Billy, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Good to talk to you, Tom.
Hey, Billy, good to hear you. What's up?
Jesus, that crazy old lady Republican. What a selfish woman. You told her
hang on, Billy.
I think Dolores
is well-intentioned.
You told her that those taxes were just deferred, and her answer was, we always pull out, we always do, we always... You know
but
what?
There's
That's
some truth to that,
lie.
Billy. There's some truth to that. We went into debt to finance World War II, and we recovered from it. The problem that I have is that George Bush has no plan to recover from it.
Well, of course. The real truth is the whole truth, and you know the real truth, and she doesn't. Let me talk about the Supreme Court real quick.
Okay.
Which delivered the presidency to this president, this man who has lied and destroyed America in every way he can, who's all about damage. You know, I just heard that Rehnquist, the head of the Supreme Court, is not going to force Scalia to recuse himself. You know about this story?
Yeah, after the shooting incident you're talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that, what's-his-name just spent time hunting together.
Yeah, they were out shooting birds.
Scalia
and Cheney.
So, in fact...
Shooting birds in an enclosed area where the birds couldn't get away.
Yeah. So, in fact, what we know to be true is that the Supreme Court, just like the press, by the way, is no longer doing the job it's supposed to do in terms of bringing balance. And now with an executive that's just out of control, I really think that if George Bush can't win this one fair and square, and of course he can't, doesn't know how to do that, he has to lie to win, if the votes aren't there, it goes to the Supreme Court. I think we need a violent revolution this time around because the Supreme Court is a corrupt institution today. Is it not?
I don't disagree with you that the Supreme Court is a corrupt institution. I strongly disagree with the need for violence. In fact, I don't think that a violent revolution would serve any good at all.
You know,
we need to go back to the ideals of Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi. Look at how King transformed America with nonviolence. It's time to do it again.
You know, you're right, but of course, King has got assassinated. Bobby Kennedy got assassinated. If you're going to make a difference and you're going to beat these right wingers. They have you gunned down.
But he succeeded. I mean, both of them, Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King, made dramatic changes in the United States. They succeed. Yes, they got assassinated. A lot of good people get assassinated. People die. People get cancer. People, you know, life goes on for the world. I mean, you know, the nation goes on. That's no reason not to stand up and do the right thing, Bill.
Well, exactly. But what happens if the right thing at some point is to not let business as usual, in this case corruption and damage to America, to the entire world, would there ever be a time where you would suggest that another American revolution, a patriotic American revolution that might include violence, because I agree with you, I don't really want violence. But I'm asking you the question, is there ever a situation where you would suggest that?
If we were occupied by a foreign power.
No. We are occupied by a power. It's not foreign. It's worse than foreign. Foreign, we'd get together and get rid of them. Instead, we are occupied by the corporate interests, which are interested in only damage to America so that they can make one more dollar.
Yeah, I agree. And frankly, Billy, the situation is not that much different than it was in the 1920s when the Supreme Court ruled that the minimum wage was unconstitutional, that child labor laws were unconstitutional, and Franklin Roosevelt came into office and turned things around. I believe that it is still possible for a good man, or a good woman for that matter, to come into office as President of the United States and bring a decent Congress with them, although Roosevelt was fought all the way by the Republicans, and turn this country back around. I still think that the revolution at the ballot box is not idealistic. It's very practical.
Who's the Franklin Roosevelt among this group, by the way, in your opinion? Who could be that much of a towering power?
In my opinion, Howard Dean actually has the potential to do that. And as I said earlier, I don't know these other candidates well enough to say.
You're right about Howard Dean.
I'm increasingly
impressed. Except it goes back to what I just said about the media. With the media determined to destroy Howard Dean's candidacy, I don't see how we can win.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. Time will tell. Billy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 1-800-TALK-YES, our number, 1-800-825-5937. This is Tom Hartman. It's 14 minutes before the hour. Diane in Indiana is on the line. Hey, Diane, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hey, it's great to talk to you, Tom.
Thank you
for calling. I've been a listener of yours for a very long time, and it's kind of like that light at the end of the tunnel. It got kind of bleak when all we had to listen to was the right-wing talk shows. And I don't want to sound like Billy, because I believe, like you do, that it's incredibly important that we find a way to rise above this. But I do agree with Billy that things are just stacked against us. I mean, it seems almost as if John Kerry is going to be anointed, much like, you know, for the Democratic side, much like George Bush was anointed for the Republicans. And I saw an interview with him two nights ago after it was right before the New Hampshire primary, and Amy Goodman was interviewing him and was asking him some questions about his stance. And his whole demeanor when he is approached by anybody who is not of the you fill in the word for me, it's not coming to me, the media who is,
the media aristocracy?
Right. I don't even listen to them anymore because I found the information to be so skewed. I literally tuned in while I was watching the primary, and I saw they're covering the weather right now, and I saw the same wreck over and over and over again,
yeah,
on no matter what channel I went to, whether it was Fox or CNN or MSNBC. And it's the same thing with the coverage. It's all regurgitated parenting of whatever line is as the line of the day. And I don't know who puts this line out, but I do know that I want to see different views. And so when I watch Free Speech TV, listen to your program and to others, then I get a better opportunity of hearing some of the things that I really feel heartened about,
right,
and interest me.
But Diane, what's your concern about John Kerry? I mean,
his whole demeanor completely changed when it was Amy Goodman who was asking the question, and he shut her out in a host of ways. I mean, not only turning his head away and his body away and trying to avoid and walk down the line of the people that he was shaking hands with. It was very concerted effort to avoid.
Diane, pardon my interrupting you, but we've only got about 30 seconds here left. Let's say that his personality leaves something to be desired. Still, if his policies are rational, wouldn't he be an improvement over George Bush?
I'm one of these anybody but George, but the thing is that would it be much different in that's what I fear the most, because look what happened when we got President Bill Clinton in there. He's the one that got NAFTA through.
Yeah, and NAFTA and the Telecommunications Act. I mean, Bill Clinton screwed up big time in a few ways, but he also did a lot of very good things when he was president. And I think we have to acknowledge that. This guy George W. Walker, George W. Bush is taking apart American democracy and giving it to multinational corporations. I just can't imagine John Kerry would do that. But, you know, we'll see. Diane, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. This is Tom Hartman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pants sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Delicious. Connoisseurs love them. They're imported from France. They're certified eco-friendly. And they're reasonably priced. What am I talking about? Eco Wines. One of the best-kept secrets in America. Eco Wines from the south of France. Brought to you since 1980 by my company, the Organic Wine Company. My name is Véronique. I select these earth-friendly wines personally. They are made with organic grapes. They burst with life and flavor. Our number? Easy to remember. 1-888-ECO-WINE. Our site? Easy to find. EcoWine.com. See, if you're going to eat, eat organic. If you're going to drink, drink wisely. Drink organic. Our future depends on it. Remember our number? 1-888-ECO-WINE. And that is ECOWINE.
I guess I better let the dog in.
Like the small dog that rules the house, Small Dog Electronics is the small computer company that really rules when it comes to customer service. Small Dog Electronics is your authorized Apple reseller in Waitsfield, Vermont. Sure, you can buy your computer out of a catalog, but how do you know you're really getting what you want or what you need? At Small Dog, they don't work on commission. Their only motivation is making sure you're a happy customer. Put your business on the leading edge with the world's fastest computer, the new Macintosh G5. You'll finish the job ahead of the pack, and automatic security updates lock out viruses. That speed and dependability that will keep you focused on your customers instead of sitting on hold with tech support.
I guess you want to get on the couch, huh?
Like the small dog who everybody makes room for, Small Dog Electronics is big on customer service. Small Dog Electronics. Check them out on the web at smalldog.com or at their showroom on Route 100 in Waitsfield.
No way. You're not getting on the bed.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights? Priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights? Priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
The Mike Molloy Show.
An interview with George and Pickles from the current issue of Ladies Home Journal. They're asked about what September 11, 2001 was like for them personally. Although over 3,000 people had just perished, George W. was able to find some humor by the end of the day. The day ended on a relatively humorous note. The agent said, "You'll be sleeping downstairs." And I said, "No, we like our own bed." So I told the agent, "We're going upstairs." And the agent comes running up and says, "Run to your tack. We need you downstairs." So there we go. I'm in my running shorts and my T-shirt, and I'm barefoot. barefooted, got the dog in one hand, Laura had the cat.
I don't have my contacts in, and I'm in my fuzzy house slippers.
We're heading straight down to the basement because there's an incoming unidentified airplane which is going here toward the White House, and then the guy says it's a friendly airplane, and we hustle all the way back upstairs and go to bed.
And we just lay there thinking about the way we must have looked.
We got a laugh out of it.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Talk radio for the rest of us. It's Tom Hartman. And we've got a stack of callers here. I've got Dean in Santa Fe, Richard in Grand Rapids, Mark in Eureka, California, Cindy in Grand Rapids, and Les in Oregon. But the Grand Rapids affiliate, I know, only carries 2 hours of our three-hour program, and they're going to go off the air at the top of the hour. So I'm going to take the Grand Rapids calls first. And if the rest of you can hang on over the news, I'll pick up your calls on the other side as we start our third hour. So let's start with Richard in Grand Rapids. This is Tom Hartman. You're on the air, Richard.
Hey, Tom, thanks so much. And thanks to WTKG AM 1230 here in Grand Rapids for picking up your show. A breath of fresh air, something we can all listen to. And they carry every right-wing kook in the book in this town, and they've even got a couple of local ones they throw at us. But it's great to have you on the air here. I wanted to comment on the woman who called a few minutes ago from Grand Rapids. You got to realize in this town, you may not realize it, but it's the fastest town in America from going from standing stop to total right wing. I mean, you went from zero democracy to commie in 5.6 seconds.
Richard, I was born in Grand Rapids.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, honest to God, I was born in Grand Rapids in 1951.
Well, yep. You know all about it then.
Yeah.
But the thing I don't understand, and it's true of this issue and so many others, here's a woman who's at the margins hanging on with pensions and Social Security. This guy is the most anti-labor president, certainly in the last 70 or 80 years. Why would she support somebody like that?
And he wants to tear apart Social Security. Yeah, and he wants to tear apart Social Security.
Yeah.
I agree. Richard, let me move along to Cindy, if that's okay. Thanks for making that point. I appreciate the call. And for a little longer call, feel free to call back anytime. I want to pick up Cindy here before we go. We got about a minute and a half. Cindy, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Recently, and I want to thank you for all the comments that Richard just made, you are bringing a breath of fresh air to Grand Rapids. We definitely need it.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about the NAFTA issue. I recently researched where it all came from because we had a lot of people. I'm organized labor, proud to say it, Democrat too, proud
there
to say
go.
It.
There you go. I think we got about 20 seconds here left, Cindy. So.
People need to go to a website called Bush Archives. They can find a letter written by Bush Sr., touting NAFTA, asking for fast track,
yep.
And it was signed in December of 1992. Which means that Clinton had not taken office yet.
Yeah, well, Fast Track actually goes back to Richard Nixon, but that was busharchives.org or .com?
.com.
Busharchives.com. Cindy, thanks for the information. Thanks for the call. And thanks for listening. And thanks to WTKG for carrying the program there in Grand Rapids. The rest of you, hang on. We'll pick up your calls on the other side of the hour. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network, the true people's radio.
You've been listening to the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2004.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Hey,
and
there's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
hey, Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh.
Hello.
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 You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. New Hampshire primary winner John Kerry took firm control of the Democratic presidential race as it moved out of his backyard and went nationwide, his rivals bidding to stay competitive in the seven-state contest ahead. Kerry's win Tuesday added a bigger margin of victory to his Iowa upset a week earlier, giving him all the promise and peril of wearing the mantle of frontrunner. Howard Dean, once the heavy national favorite, finished second, and Wesley Clark, once considered the best bet to challenge him, lagged in a struggle for a distant third. A storm carrying the threat of heavy snow for the Northeast coated a wide swath of the East Coast in ice Tuesday, stopping trains, closing schools and courts, and knocking out electricity to a quarter million people. At least 50 deaths have been blamed on snow, ice, and cold from Kansas to the Carolinas since the weekend. While one low-pressure system pushed a wave of icy weather that stretched from Georgia into Maryland, another propelled snow across the Midwest and Great Lakes. Up to 27 inches of snow was possible in northern Michigan by Wednesday morning. A suicide bomber driving a van disguised as an ambulance blew up his vehicle Wednesday in front of a hotel frequented by Westerners, witnesses and police said. Iraqi police reported four people were killed, but the U.S. command said only the driver died. The blast at the Shaheen Hotel in Baghdad also injured 17 people, according to hospital officials. U.S. officials said the injured included one South African. Hotel employees said initially he had been killed. The bombing occurred about 6:40 a.m. after security guards opened fire on the vehicle, a white van with red crescent markings, as it maneuvered around concrete barriers in the street, witnesses said. Senators want to speak with the former top U.S. weapons inspector who said he couldn't find evidence that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, a primary justification by George W. Bush for the war in Iraq. David Kay was chosen last year as the Iraq Survey Group leader in part because he was convinced weapons could be found. Now Kay, who was scheduled to testify before a Senate committee Wednesday, says he believes large stocks of weapons are unlikely to be found and blamed faulty intelligence for the misguided assessments. More after this.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today won't be around for our children and grandchildren. The Earth's resources are limited. Voluntary family planning improves health while helping slow population growth. And that's good for our planet. Help build a healthy future for us all. Visit www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
A man who rescued a stray cat from the cold got the favor returned on Sunday when the cat woke him as his house filled with smoke. Roland Ryu, who lives alone in northern New Hampshire, fell asleep watching television but was jolted awake when the cat jumped up and landed on his chest with all fours. Both man and cat were safely evacuated. This is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Would you like to know what the future holds? Call the psychic phone line today and talk with a real live psychic. Our psychics are fully licensed and guaranteed to know what the future holds. Just listen.
Hello, psychic phone line, Matthew.
Tell me what the future holds.
Good news.
I'll be rich and successful?
No, I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
We're receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. The broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, So please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation.